Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Mark Waltz, saying hello from New York City, the center of something. I'm joined by Ann Ordley.
Hi, I'm here on the Upper East Side at the Bright Red Desk, next to a big hospital that has a lot of sirens going into it. And here we are on April 6th of the lovely pandemic in the world. And I see Heather's arriving, it looks like. And we are in the time of change. So forward into the energy. So Mark, what do you see out there in the world?
Well, I've been watching Mars creeping up on a square to Uranus. And that's pretty scary, given everything that's going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Heather, there you are. We hear
this is Heather. Yes, I am. I have a little bit of a voice this week. And I've been watching Mercury slowly clear from Neptune last weekend, which left people so overwhelmed. I'm really looking forward to Mercury going into Aries, though I think that's going to bring up inflammation in the lungs and other problems, but it will also, I think, give people a sense that they can fight for their health in a way that's been a little tricky lately.
Yes.
And tonight there's a great grand trine in air signs as the moon has just entered Libra, trining Venus in Gemini and Mars in Aquarius. It's funny that Venus and Mars are both in the sign, the air signs, and it is the lungs and the lung issues. And, you know, new research shows that it, and this was our experience also, it's not like normal bronchitis or pneumonia in that there is no mucus production. It is like altitude sickness. And one doctor described it, that it was the patients he was dealing with as if they had been just dropped off on the top of Mount Everest without a time to acclimatize, that the damage to the lungs and the bronchi. And so when we treat it like pneumonia, the ventilation that they've been doing actually can be, harm it because the lung tissues are so tender. They need the ventilators, but they need to use them in a much more gentle, subtle way because it's not like your standard pneumonia, which was really interesting.
That is interesting. So, what you know, for those of you who don't know, Heather was down with coronavirus, and she was on, she was actually on the TV show. They interviewed her because she was the first coronavirus in Montana. And she and her partner Ren were felled last week. So
And the week before.
But so talk to us a little bit about that pneumonia thing. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, this was from a New York doctor who is head of a COVID ward, and that he was really, you know, that everybody has to change how they go about dealing with this particular pneumonia. And that was our experience, that it was an inflammation rather than a gunking up. And that's where steam and draining the lungs by lying at an angle and the heat helped, but it wasn't like your normal bronchitis, that it affects your neurological systems, which fits with this lineup, you know, with Jupiter-Pluto conjunction exact. And it was, you know, it's about deaths and more deaths at the moment. I knew that the Saturn-Pluto conjunction of mid-January was a quincunx my south node in Gemini, and that I am respiratorily always, you know, that's my weak point, the south node in Gemini. And sure enough, it left me in a kind of a tender place. But it affects your neurology, and that Mercury-Neptune conjunction. You can feel very easily overwhelmed. That's why it affects you. You lose your sense of smell and your sense of taste and can feel very emotional. And that they're seeing some real neurological compromising for people that are in the go-away in. but that you can just kind of be tender to yourself. We stayed home. We were okay. We took care of ourselves. We took a highly anti-inflammatory diet and anti-inflammatory, you know, supplements and lots of turmeric tea and took good care of ourselves with really basic good nursing skills that my mom taught me from when I was a kid. And that worked. And for, you know, the 95% of the people are going to be okay if they take good care of themselves.
But
to really kind of do
landing,
some research.
You know, high altitude, that's an interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting that it acted like that, that it was a different swelling of that thing rather than a gunk. I thought it was a really interesting approach.
It's Aquarius rather than Cancer.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. It is. It's that, you know, Saturn in air signs now, that Saturn-Mars conjunction in air signs. And that Mars-Uranus square does, you know, feel like there's going to be some real rage coming up with Mercury going into Aries and the Mars-Uranus square about, you know, real support for the heroes, the people that are on the front lines, may give them energy and support for them on the front lines, and real rage and incompetence around this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're having that already, I think. You know, that's part of that seems to be a pretty big part of it. I think it's going to be interesting because when the sun, when Venus went through those Capricorn planets, you know, Italy and Spain are both Taurus countries, so we saw the bloom in Spain. And so now the sun goes through them next week, and then Mercury will go through them in 2 weeks. So we're going to, as you know, the planets hit Aries, they're going to square that configuration in Capricorn.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting to watch, you know, what rolls up, because the sun is
all the inflammation,
right, and also fire, heat, you know, because it's everybody talks a lot about the temperature stuff, you know, the beast comes at night and you know, keeps you hot and rolling. So
if evenings were definitely more difficult, first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Remember all the wildfires we've been having the last few years. We're coming to that season again.
Well, hopefully not. We really need like a little break from pandemic alert, you know, like
you
things
know,
burning down and stuff. But yeah.
One nice thing is that our the air, which, you know, with your lungs is irritated, air quality makes all the difference in the world. And the air quality is better than it's been since World War II.
Yeah.
Because all the things are
shut down.
Yeah,
we shut down the world. Yeah, the world shut down. Yeah, it's kind of weird, you know, looking up and there's no contrails, there's no planes flying. It's really very quiet. And also just the whole energy of, you know, there was an interesting article, I think it was in the Times, talking about, you know, people with seismographs and, you know, the sensitivity because of so much noise, you know, the trucks driving by and all that vibrating, and now that's all missing. You know, that the birds are just kind of happy. You know, they're not, you know, you can hear them again. You're like, were there always this many birds? You know, and it's like, but now you can hear them because New York is
That's
quiet.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. There's some wonderful pictures of, in England, that sheep were on a playground, took over a playground, and you see them on the little merry-go-rounds, you know, those kids have, that the sheep were jumping on the merry-go-rounds and spinning around and jumping off, you know, the goats are taking over towns in Wales, and animals are just walking through downtown where they used to live.
They're kind of like, hey, it's kind of fun, you know. There was a cute Facebook where the dog was going, okay, so, like, you people can all go back to work now. I'm tired of you having in my house, you know. So,
right.
Dogs and cats are getting used to a whole different reality, too, because we're home.
Right.
So, but, yeah, I think the other thing we have this week is a full moon. And the full moon is in Libra Aries, right? And that also, Mercury in Pisces is going to tomorrow, he's going to sextile the Jupiter and the Pluto and the Athena as he's at the back end of Pisces. I'm finding the Mercury in Pisces for people tends to be very, people are really running much more emotional. And much more, you know, fluid, you know, bursting into tears, crying about things. I've had a lot of crying in my readings lately.
Yeah.
You know, and I totally get it. It's part of where we are, you know. But I also, mm-hmm. interestingly, have had a lot of people talking about really, you know, feeling, you know, a lot of them have said, you know, I'd asked for like a couple, I wanted a couple months off, or I wanted a couple weeks off, or I wanted, and I'm like, oh, okay, you're the one that started
yeah.
this. But it's understand, you know, like everybody's kind of like, yeah, you know, I'm really liking it. You know, the ones that are able to stay home, obviously
mm-hmm.
not necessarily our healthcare providers, but that just even, you know, I'm working, but it's a different work because, you know,
yep.
I can't finish up and go, okay, let me run out the door and go off and do something else. So it gives a whole
mm-hmm.
different, it's a whole different tempo to the days and the times. And I think it's really important for us to kind of look at that as a recreational,
yeah.
a recreational solitude, you know.
Right.
So.
And a lot of people
also,
are saying that their normal ways of handling stress
mm-hmm.
aren't available to them. So they're having
right.
to find whole new ways of, they can't go work out, they can't go roller skating, they can't take a long walk in the park, they've got to find a different way of, you know, they can't be workaholic. So what do we do with the stress? And finding
right.
healthy ways of working it through. That's where I think being a yoga teacher must help, Mark.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
that portable ways of working out the stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's
yeah.
figuring that out.
Say again?
Everybody's trying to figure that one out. How to get your exercise in 200 square feet, you know?
yeah.
right.
Yeah. No, I miss the aerobic. I'm used to doing half an hour of intense aerobic 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And other than doing jumping jacks, I don't know how to do that on dry land.
Right.
That is hard to do.
yeah, because you swim. You do
right.
lap. Yeah. And you do butterfly,
yeah.
which is a very aerobic swimming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see you waving your arms around in the apartment.
you know, I do. I hold a couple of hand weights. And
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So you can keep those muscles moving.
Yeah, I try. But it's
mm-hmm.
not the same because it's too boring to do that
yeah.
for a half an hour.
I bet.
Yeah,
it's been interesting. And did you had a chance to look? I was trying to pull up. The internet's so slow tonight, I can't do it tonight. But Andrew Cuomo's chart versus Trump's chart. You know, Trump is a – they often say they're the exact opposite. Well – Trump is a Gemini moon in Sagittarius, and Cuomo is a Sagittarius moon in Gemini.
Yeah.
So they really literally are each other's inverse.
Yes.
And Cuomo has some of that Scorpio focus and Mercury and Capricorn competence.
But he has Mars in Scorpio. Yeah, he has Mars in Scorpio, yeah. And he's a
really
sun Saturn,
interesting,
too.
Literally opposite each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
And we know many wonderful Mercury, Moon, Gemini, Moon, and Sagittarius. It's more the lethal combination of other things in Trump's chart that makes it so incompetent. Not to say that's what it has to be, but it's interesting that they are opposite each other.
Well, I just, you know, when he got elected, I remember having a conversation with my uncle, and I said, you know, I mean, the guy, you know, is going to drive us into bankruptcy. And he was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
man. I said, no, he went bankrupt 5 times. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is... They bring us, the president brings us what they're good at, you know, Barack Obama community organizing, so we got a community health plan, you know, kind of.
Mm-hmm,
and so here we are, you know, looking at this kind of running, and, you know, and the Sun Uranus is such a contrarian, like, you know, you can't take a suggestion. So
mm-hmm.
part of what we're, you know, we're working on is, okay, you know, we're Saturn-Pluto, we're looking at the government structures and seeing, you know, what is government for and what does it do and why do we have one? And so
right.
it's an interesting, you know, really, you know, Pluto through any sign helps us get to know
mm-hmm.
the structures and understand what it is it's trying to change. And, of course, Capricorn, when Pluto went into Capricorn back in 2007, banks
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
brokerage and the financial collapse happened, and it was like, oh, we're too big to fail. And it's like, okay. And, you know, we bailed them out, and now we're in the Virgo decan, which is the last third of Pluto in Capricorn, which is the Virgo part, which is the people going, hey, what are you going to do for us? You have to help us. And I talk to a lot of people in Europe, and they're all like, well, I'm working a third. I got a pay cut, but the government's making up my money, so I have no money worries.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, whether the Netherlands, whether it was France, it was Copenhagen, it was Finland, there was a Norwegian client, and they're all like, we're covered. We're not worrying about our money because we're being, you know, our government is understanding, you know, the people that have full work are working, but the people that are out are not worrying about their money. And I'm kind of like, okay, I know a lot of people here in this country that are really worrying about their money, you know, and and they add that level of stress, of course, that's, you know, what's my structure? How stable is it? So it's an interesting time for us to go through as a collective and to kind of look at the structures around us, which ones are good, which ones are... I've actually taken to going through my apartment and I'm throwing out anything that's broken. So I have, like, chipped dishes. I got a new cleaning lady. My other cleaning lady is out for some medical treatments. So I got a new one. And, you know, she's kind of reorganizing things. So it's like she hides stuff. And then I have to find it. But in doing that, like, I'm like, all right, well, this is a chipped dish. Let me get rid of it. This is, you know, I'm kind of like doing.
Good feng
like, okay,
shui.
Yeah, getting rid of, you know, because I'm a, you know, I'm a little cancer pack rat in here.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, do I need it? No. Maybe I can get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
so all those Capricorn
working,
planets are helping you release what you don't need to hold on to.
Yeah, what I don't need
That's
to hold
excellent.
On to, yeah. And I think when we look at the energy in the sky, you know, kind of understanding what that is and how fast everything is running too. That's the other part is these are cardinal planets. So it is like, you know, you're zoom, zoom, zoom. The world's just really super quick. So that, you know, you kind of have that sense of everything's flying. And, of course, Venus entered Gemini, where she's going to be for a really long time. And Venus is out of bounds as of Wednesday. As of the 3rd. And she's out of bounds.
As if we needed more emotional extremes.
And she's answering to Mercury in Pisces. So she's really emotional, right? So it's like, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So shall we take a few callers that have called in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Anything else anybody wants to say about the full moon before we do that?
Just that you're the needs of the individual versus the needs of the collective are really highlighted by this full moon. And that's the, you know, your needs versus your partner's needs or your needs for the household connective or your need to get out, but the community's need to have you stay in. They're going to really feel that tension, but to see in the long run they actually support each other.
Right. And then just so you guys all know, tomorrow's a really wild day because of the Mercury Saturn and the Mars Uranus square and the full moon. So just know tomorrow's a little more out of control than the rest of the world. All right. So let's pick up a caller. Hi 530-307. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi. My birthday is June 26, 1959. And I was born in Los Angeles, California, at 8:18 p.m.
818?
Yes.
Okay. So we have June 26, 59, 818 p.m. And what's your question?
So last night I was watching my granddaughter, and I turned, and my teacup was on the stand, and she grabbed it and burned herself all down her front.
How old is
she? Oh, dear. Okay.
She is, her birthday is November 14th, 2018.
Okay. November
14th.
Mm-hmm. And 2018. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
Do
took
you know
her
what
to
time?
The Shriners Hospital. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
At 8:59 p.m.
And also in L.A., right?
No, this is South Lake Tahoe, California.
Okay, and what happened next? And what's
so
your
then
question?
So my question is, like, how is her healing look right now, and in general, just her general health?
Okay,
and Grandma.
You know, that's hard. That's a tricky experience for you to go through. You've got that progressed Sun coming up to conjunct Pluto. So this whole year you're thinking of life and death and rebirth, and you can take things on really heavily. And Mars, you have Mars conjunct Uranus natally, so the coming Mars-Uranus square, you know, I can see why it's sort of exacerbating this tendency to have accidents around you. It's not your fault at all. It's sort of like an energy field. But you feel things so deeply and so take it so personally. I just want you to really be kind to yourself during this time. That's what I'm seeing as far as you're concerned. She looks like she's going to be healing okay. How bad is the burn?
It's a second-degree burn.
Yeah. Mm. So it woke her up, and there's, in some ways, it was part of what she needs to step into the next level of her growth. I mean, and you know, and she's this little tiny baby, but
yeah.
There's part of her that is like, oh my God, the world can hurt for the first time. But in the long run, that looks like it's part of her weird that she needed to know that for some reason. And I do think she's going to heal okay. How big a part of her was affected?
So it was below her, from all on her right side, from her chest down to like her belly button.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be
like
tender.
Her diaper like saved part of it, and she was wearing clothes.
Excellent.
But I ripped the clothes off right away and put her under the cold
Good.
Water, and her skin just started
Excellent.
Peeling off.
Yeah. But it
she
looks
really,
like, you know, she feels terribly sorry for herself. It hurts with her progressed moon in Pisces. But it looks to me like she has some good healing capacities. And what do you see?
Well, when I was looking at it, I remembered when I was a little kid and I dumped a whole bowl of soup down my front. You know, I was helping to carry it or whatever I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I dumped it down the front of me. And flash back to those burns at the hospital. So obviously she's going to, and I do think it was your Mars Uranus. You know, you natally have the Mars Uranus. And when Mars is pulling it, we said the Mars Uranus is a little bit prone to accidents, right? And
at this time.
At this time in general, but you natally have a Mars Uranus aspect. So as it's pulling in, you had what we call a natal excitation. So it was kind of like, okay. And your Mars is in conjunct your Sun in Cancer. So, and you're a Sun Saturn. You're normally a very responsible grandma. So, but the Moon in Pisces is really very active right now. So there also was, you know, you had the Moon in Virgo because it happened over the weekend, right? You had the Moon, your Moon. So, yeah. So I think she's going to be fine. I think it was kind of a shock. And I do remember going to the hospital and everybody being upset and, you know, not really knowing what it was. But then, you know, once the pain happens, you're kind of like, wow. So, yeah, vitamin E helps with scarring. My parents used that and I didn't have any scars. So,
yeah.
But I think she's going to be okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, you should try singing. You have
singing.
A really good energy for singing. Yeah, get her to sing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and singing can help distract her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have been. She's actually in really good spirits.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the trick, is to keep you from feeling guilty around her, because that helps her focus on her pain. But just how can you distract her? How can you help her be in the moment with this?
Yeah.
And also, I had a friend whose daughter was on her, you know, like on her head, on her arm, you know, like legs around her head. And she was wiggling and she fell off and the mother held her arm and it broke the kid's arm because she held onto her as she fell off. And it when you have that kind of accident where you hurt your child, the child, you know, has the experience, but the parent it's usually harder for. And so, you know, this is just showing, you know, it's sometimes we have accidents and it is a lot of fire in the sky, you know.
How does her health look in general, though, like by her chart?
General health? Yeah. You know,
not
doesn't show anything particularly horrible.
As a matter of fact, with her Saturn and Pluto in her sixth, she may choose a healing profession. And this may be part of where this begins.
Wow.
Is that there? It is a chance that she might want to, you know, what I would see with her Sun in Scorpio and Mercury in Sagittarius in the fifth house and Saturn in Pluto in the sixth, is that she may someday want to be in children's health.
Nice. There's a lot of healers in our family.
beautiful.
That's a good pull. So cool. Yeah, I think she's okay. Mark, you're seeing that she's going to be okay too, right?
Yeah. And I think it is something that'll wake up a healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Helps move her.
Well,
so.
And Heather, I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks, I am. And I'm not well, but I'm a lot better. And that's just like, woohoo. Yeah, I couldn't say a word last week. So this is a big improvement. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay, thank you so much.
Take care.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. There's another hand raised. Hello, 267. You're on the air. 267-673.
That's me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you?
My second time calling in, so I hope that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
When were you born?
I was born March 31st. Last week was my birthday.
Happy birthday. What year?
Thank you. 1990.
Because we only have a few minutes left. That's why I'm hurrying you through this part.
I'm so sorry.
And time?
6:30 p.m.
And where?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. And how can we help you?
I just wanted to call in because I've been noticing, all these new transits and Aquarius and everything coming in. And I am basically going through a big change in my living situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving in someone new to my household. and I just wanted to see if there's any, like, kind of trouble tied to this new person that's coming in.
Your name is on the lease and not the other person, is that correct?
Yeah, I was going to talk to my landlord about it to make sure it was okay.
So, make sure that you're the one that's in charge, so if there's any problems, it's you stay, they go. What do you think, what are you worried about? Because Pluto's on your Saturn in the fourth house, so I can see where you really want security, but you also want to be in control of your circumstances. And it sounds like you're a little worried about something with this person.
Yeah, it's because we've had, issues in the past. And while everything's okay now, like we haven't had any, like, drama or anything, I'm just a little concerned about how this will pan out over the long term. Because as it stands now, we, don't have as many, like, communication problems or anything like that. But I'm just a little concerned. Cause,
is this a friend, a lover, or
it's a
roommate?
It's a roommate.
Okay.
But we used to be romantically involved, but not anymore.
Clean
so
boundaries.
Kind of one of the things.
Very clean boundaries. With that Pluto on your Saturn in the fourth, extremely clean boundaries. Don't get too close too quickly. And keep the clean boundaries, and slowly over time as you build up trust and you feel like your boundaries are really being respected, then you can get closer and closer. Is that what do you see, Anne?
Yeah, I would, your moon's in Leo at the top and the Venus is out of bounds in the eighth, so I get where you're feeling. You're feeling like there might be some financial issues with the person in terms of them being able to pay the bills. So you really want to be very clear what that is ahead of time, and I would ask for a security deposit or something against the, stuff, so if they don't pay, because it does look like there's some concern about their financial management skills. I don't know if they recently lost a job or if you're being nine.
Yes.
And and they recently lost a job. Yeah. So that's a concern, and they're not necessarily showing as particularly fiscally conservative. And your chart with Pluto in the second house worries a little bit about, people taking advantage of you financially. So that
absolutely
that prime
clean boundaries.
Kind of looks yet. Boundaries are, but I think with this person, it might be hard for you to set boundaries because the sun is in your sixth house, which is they're kind of like, well, you can afford to do this, can't you? And you're kind of, your chart has a little trouble saying no to them because of the moon, Saturn in conjunct. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, that Saturn in the fourth house is something you really have to deal with, and you have to make things very set and establish what's going to work. You know, you just can't get into things being left to work themselves out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, make it a contract sort of thing. And then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, it won't be a problem at all if you're very clear and put it all down your sign. Because then you can put it aside.
Is there perception of you that you have more money than them?
Yeah, that's what I also wanted to ask, if I may. It's, you know, lately, I know everyone's kind of dealing with this whole, like, epidemic in the worst possible way when it comes to, like, their money. But in my case, I've actually had the opposite. I've been making a little bit more than usual. It's great.
But
yeah,
with this person, okay, we're going to have to go because our time is up.
Yeah.
But with this person, it's important that they work off what they owe you rather than you just support them, because that will just spiral out of control. So if they have to work instead of pay rent, what do they do? What are they? What can they offer you that will cover your rent expenses? Be honest with yourself and with them.
Okay.
Sounds
good. All right.
Okay. Good luck on that.
You're making money, and their perception is they shouldn't have to pay, which is what, you know, that can be a little hard because, you know, your chart tends to take care
of
people. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that would be really bad.
All right, guys.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Wonderful.
All right. So off we go. Ann Orley signing off from the Bright Red Desk. Have a great week, folks. Hang in there. Going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana. And Mark.
Mark Waltz, New York City. All right.
So Mark and I are anchoring the epicenter, and Heather is in Montana helping the country heal. So we're all good. We wish you all good health.
Take care.
And lots of love
to
your loved ones. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye now.